Two more states plus Washington, D.C. voted to legalize recreational marijuana this week, and Florida came close within 2 percentage points of approval. So what does this mean for the national marijuana legalization movement? Christopher Ingram's been following pot legalization around the country. He writes for the Washington Post, and he joins us now. Hello.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We saw a lot of electoral support for marijuana legalization in this midterm election. Why is that?
Well, I think the election, and particularly the full legalization measures that you mentioned, I think they were in many ways a referendum on what we've seen so far in Washington and Colorado. Voters across the country have had the opportunity to observe what's been happening there for the past 2 years and to check out how implementation has proceeded in the past year, and they've had to decide whether or not that's an experiment they want to continue in their own states. And what we see from the ballot results is, by and large, they do. I think the most significant measure was in Alaska, which is a deep red state, and 52% of voters there approved their recreational measures. So I think it points to a significant amount of momentum for legalization proponents.
Florida would have been the first state south of the Mason-Dixon line to legalize marijuana. What happened there?
Yeah, well, it was just a medical marijuana measure, and the trick there is that the supporters of the measure, they went for a constitutional amendment, and one quirk of Florida is that in order to pass a constitutional amendment, you need a 60% supermajority, and they just didn't have that there. They missed it by about 2 points. They still had 58% of voters supporting it, but they fell just short. I think part of that was that what you saw in the rest of the country is in most races, opponents of legalization were vastly outspent by supporters. But in Florida, the opposition campaign received a huge infusion of cash from Sheldon Adelson, the Nevada casino magnate. And I think that helped even the playing field a bit between supporters and opponents. You still had a pretty large majority in favor of the medical measure, but in the end, it wasn't enough to push it over the edge.
Well, it's interesting. 58% is a pretty high turnout. And we have seen around the country that recreational pot legalization does do well in the polls. So where in particular is this idea not catching on?
Well, you see some differences. The primary difference you see is, first of all, you see it between Democratic and Republican voters. Democrats are much more likely to support these ballot measures, according to the exit polls, than Republicans are. Another area of difference is age. By and large, you see widespread support across all age groups except for seniors, who are really stand out in their lack of support. In Florida, for instance, every single age group had more than supermajority, more than 60% support for the medical measure, except for seniors, who only 40% of whom supported it, and they made up 25% of the electorate there, so that really tipped
right.
the scale.
I'm talking about the national movement to legalize marijuana with Washington Post reporter Christopher Ingram. What are the arguments against legalizing recreational pot use?
Well, I think the opponents there, what they're looking at is they're primarily concerned with overall social harms that could come of more widespread marijuana use. They think, A, that legalization is going to lead to more widespread use, and B, that that's going to translate into more widespread use, particularly among teenagers. And studies do show that it is much riskier to start smoking marijuana heavily in your teens than it is to do so in your adulthood. So that's really the message that they're trying to sell, and that the message, particularly the message about youngsters, really seems to resonate with voters. Looking at Florida and in the other states this turnaround as well, you also saw a difference between married voters and single voters. Single voters largely supported the legalization measures, while married voters opposed them. And I suspect that's because married voters with families, they're thinking more of their kids, and they're thinking more potentially about the long-term effects of their kids. So that speaks to an area where legalization proponents might want to refine their messaging a bit.
The next big election is 2 years from now, 2016. Where do you think we're going to see marijuana legalization measures on the ballot?
Well, we are absolutely going to see another full legalization measure in California. Supporters have already said that they're going to make that the cornerstone of their 2016 efforts. So it's absolutely going to be in California. We're probably also going to see ballot measures in Massachusetts, Arizona, and a couple other states. In addition, we're going to see efforts at the state legislature level in a number of other states, Maryland being one of them. So supporters are really feeling good right now. They feel like they have a lot of wind at their back, and they're going to be pushing hard on all fronts, both appealing directly to voters and dealing with state legislatures.
real briefly, is this something the federal government will ever take up?
It likely will. I don't see it happening soon. I can say that the federal government is already engaging in a review of the scheduling status of marijuana. It's currently listed as Schedule 1 among the most harmful, most addictive drugs, along with heroin, which observers all pretty much universally agree, even on both sides of the legalization question, that it's a ridiculous place for marijuana to be. It's one of the basically the weakest points of our overall drug control scheme. So the government is reviewing that. We may also see some movement towards helping banks deal with marijuana businesses, because that remains a tricky situation right now.
Here in Washington State as well. Christopher Ingram covers the national move to legalize marijuana. He writes for The Washington Post. Thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.